What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video, Chris Broussard, Chris Broussard is probably my number one favorite sports debater on the planet. Him and Rob Parker disputing Draymond Green listing LeBron James over Michael Jordan. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
It's that dirt, that lit, that slap. It is that one, that
everybody talk about this a new dream. That's that dirt, that lit, that slap. That's that one. Everybody talk about it. There's a new drink they like. They like you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. Want to order your very own bottle of Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur? Just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And the Dizzle brand merch is on there as well. DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy, Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, so we're going to get into this. Before I play this video, though, I already know I'm not going to agree with it. Why is that? Why is that, Mr. Paul Pickett? That's because Michael Jordan is the motherfucking gold standard of all sports. You know, you ever heard of the phrase like, oh, he's the Michael Jordan of hip-hop? You know, like, people be like, oh, Eminem or Jay-Z, they're like the Michael Jordan of hip-hop, or the Michael Jordan of this, he's the Michael Jordan of that, you know, the Michael Jordan of baseball, the Michael Jordan of football. Michael Jordan is the gold standard for athletes. And I ain't saying that because he played for the North Carolina Tar Heels. He could have played for the Duke Blue Devils. If Michael Jordan would have still did what he did in the NBA, he would still be the gold standard, man. I mean, it's not just the fact that he was 6-0 in the finals. It's the fact that he didn't allow nobody to take into a game 7. He eliminated everybody in 6 games or less. So let's get into it. Ron Parker and Chris Broussard, my favorite sports debater.
Speaking of talking yourself into stuff, Draymond Green, no surprise, he's running his mouth. Do we have sound of Draymond? Guys, anybody? We don't. Okay, I'm just going to read, Rob. Draymond was on the Throwing Bones podcast. And he named his top 5 players ever in NBA history. Here's what it was. This is in order. I'm going to go backwards, but this is in order. Have you seen the list, Rob?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to guess. Number 5, I'll give you a hint. It's a center.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Shaq. Number 4, it's one of Draymond's. He's been a teammate of his. Steph Curry, yes. I thought you might say KD, but Steph. Number 3, Laker. Laker guard. How about that?
Magic.
Kobe.
Okay, stop the list. Stop the list.
Well, I'm just getting to the...
Is this since 2000?
Since 2000? Number 2 is...
Michael Jordan.
Fairly old school. Yes, Michael Jordan.
Well, even he couldn't do that.
Right.
Out Michael Jordan, even though, you know, that list is ridiculous. Shaq is better than Kareem. List. Yeah, of course.
LeBron.
Yeah, the guy goes to the barbershop show on, and all he does is praise LeBron every chance he gets. That's all he does.
Draymond really does. It does come off like he's infatuated with LeBron James. I mean, he really does. He follows, you know, he's, and it's fine. I mean, Uninterrupted does a great job, and they got a lot of players working with them, but he's obviously working with them. He went to Clutch, you know, they represent him now. Rich Paul, the agent, who, you know, is one of LeBron's best friends from high school. And it's just interesting. I mean, obviously they're friends and that's cool, but it does seem like he fawns a bit over LeBron. But here was his rationale, Rob. I'm gonna read it to you for saying that. And it's a nice little statement, two paragraphs. So I'm gonna read it to you. Bron started, this is Draymond, in 03. By 05, he was the best player in the NBA. Not true, but that's what he said. In 2020, he was still the best player in the NBA. He was the best player in the NBA no matter what the game did. The game went from two slugs, like two big men, to like a stretch four big man, back to two big men, to no big men, and he's been the best no matter what. When you look at the teams that Bron has carried to championships, or carried to the finals, MJ didn't beat the greatest team ever assembled, nor because he was on it. Nor did he run up against the greatest team ever assembled every year. You look at the skill set that Bron has. There's nobody that's ever played the game of basketball that can do what LeBron James does on a basketball court. Nobody. This is, I'm going to end it with this, Rob. This is the last paragraph. You all want to be like Mike. But what LeBron has been able to do and how he can control a game, like to do it this long, MJ retired. This stuff is grueling. Going to the finals year after year after year, Bron went to 8 or 9 straight. MJ took a break right in the heat of that stuff. Bron didn't take a break. You know what he did? He went again and again and again and again and again. So for me, that's why it's Bron over MJ for me. And on top of that, the talent, here's a kicker. The talent nowadays is way better. And I'm sure one of the old, I think it looks like you want to say old farts, is going to say you're out of your mind, blah, blah, blah. The talent is way better. Just like the talent at Apple is way better than the talent that was working at Apple in 1991. Rob Parker, your thoughts?
Just total ridiculous. Typical, only thing that matters or is what I saw or what I played with. A lot of it is to stroke his own ego and his teammates' ego. Chris, you just said it. Michael never went up against the best team because he was on it.
Yeah, let's. I used to be a real big LeBron fan. Just to give y'all some context. No, I'm not a Lakers fan. I just love the hat. LeBron James will never be greater than Michael Jordan. Yes, LeBron carried a couple terrible teams to the NBA Finals against the Spurs 1 year, and then when Kyrie left, he took like that team to the finals the next year. I get that, but there's just something from LeBron that was missing. You know, I'm going to tell you what was missing from LeBron. He didn't have that killer mid-range that Jordan had. You know, he didn't have that killer mid-range. LeBron was a great defensive player. And yes, he was probably the best defensive player in the league at 1 year. Or maybe a couple years, but Jordan was the best defensive two guard in the league every single year he was in. And then when he took the 2 year stint, that wasn't necessarily by choice. Rumor is that he was pressured out of the league because of gambling. And I would argue he would have went to 8 straight if he would have still been in the league. My top 5 greatest of all time would be Michael Jordan at number 1. Kareem at number 2. And if anybody has an argument of saying they've had a better career than Michael Jordan, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number 3, I'm going to go LeBron James. Number four, I'm going to go Magic Johnson. And number five, I'm going to go Kobe Bryant. Probably Kobe Bryant. I wasn't a big Kobe Bryant fan when he was in the league. I became a fan of Kobe Bryant when he was out of the league. You know, when Kobe passed, it definitely affected me. We were like pretty much the same age. And I just think of all that he accomplished. So let me see. Michael Jordan, Kareem, LeBron, Magic, and Kobe. That's my top five. And number six, I will probably put Shaq. And then seven, maybe Tim Duncan. That'd be my top seven right there. You know, that's my top seven. Steph Curry's not in that list yet. This is the thing. Like, Steph Curry changed the game. Yes, he changed the game. But that first championship he won, he beat one of those LeBron James teams without Kyrie and Kevin Love. They had Matthew Dellavedova, the second best player. So how you such this great unit, you know, Draymond, when you barely beat LeBron James and Matthew Dellavedova. Matthew Dellavedova was putting it on Steph Curry during that finals. That's why Andre Iguodala was the MVP of that finals. Then they won two straight because Kevin Durant came to town, the cheat code. And then they won. They really won. Then they lost to the Raptors when Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt and Steph couldn't outduel Kawhi Leonard, Mr. Load Management. And then they won last year and they beat a healthy Boston Celtics, but a young Boston Celtics who's now more experienced, you know, like the Warriors have won only really one legit NBA finals under Steph Curry's watch. Like that they beat the best competition. Come on, man. Let's pump the brakes here, man. Steph Curry shouldn't be in there. Shaq, I would put it at six. Only because Shaq wasn't as disciplined as Kobe, Michael, LeBron, Magic, Kareem. Like Shaq really didn't take care of his body as much. And I would only put Shaq over Tim Duncan because Tim Duncan never really went one back to back or three straight. He just, they were so spread out, you know. But yeah, man, that's a ridiculous ass list. LeBron over Jordan is so ridiculous. I know LeBron just wants it so bad to be, you know, heaped over Jordan, but can we do it? Not going to be able to do it. It's not going to happen. No way, no how. In my fucking lifetime, will LeBron James be considered greater than Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan is the gold standard of all motherfucking athletes. And don't get me wrong. LeBron is reinventing longevity in the NBA. LeBron takes great care of his body, you know. But LeBron is starting to fizzle out. Like the bottom of the Coke bottle. You know, he's starting to fizzle out now. His scoring and him being on the court doesn't have an effect over the game as much as it used to. LeBron is not the system anymore. That's the thing. LeBron is not the system anymore. And let's see what LeBron is doing. Michael Jordan was playing at age 40. I want to see what LeBron is doing at age 40. Before we Michael Jordan was averaging 20 points a game at age 40. So until I see that, you know, LeBron might be getting traded here, so who knows? I mean, LeBron gotta worry about making the playoffs. He gotta worry about making the playoffs. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.